Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
If you have been with us in the previous sessions, you will know that we have been speaking about this issue of the divine plan for your destiny. Now, we have said many things in previous sessions, and I would just like to take a minute to explain some of those things that we said. We established that for everybody that came to this earth, that was born into this existence, that God had a plan for each person. That God never allowed anybody to be born without having a predestined plan for the person. And we said that the fact that God has a plan for your life does not mean you will walk in that plan. That God does not force anybody to walk in the plan that he has for his life. God's plan for everybody's life is good. God's plan for everybody's life is excellent. It's actually better than that person can ever imagine. Many people are running towards things that are actually inferior to what God planned that they should achieve in this life. That's a fact. So we have seen that even the people that turn out to be thieves, armed robbers, prostitutes, crooks, whatever it is that they have made themselves to be, in reality, God says to them that they are better than this, and that the power of the blood of Jesus actually is to reconcile people back to the plan that God had for their lives. That the blood of Jesus was not meant to be used to harass your enemies. No, it was meant to cleanse your heart so that you will be united back to God into the plan that he has for your destiny. So we established that, and I believe that everybody has understood that point. We have established that there is nothing on this earth that can hinder the manifestation of that plan if somebody will walk with God. But that a lot of times people, because they are looking for success in life, they go out to look for success and walk in the opposite direction to success. That in reality, success is achieving God's plan for your life. That Jesus said, my meat, that is the nourishment that is good for my body, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. That my meat is not to achieve what everybody else considers success in life. No. But what will make me satisfied, what God will reward, and I should quickly explain that again, riches, wealth, honor in this life, they are rewards that God gives to people when their lives have turned out pleasing to God. It is not as if you achieve honor because you went out to look for honor. No. It's that God will look at you and say, what you have done, I like it. Your life is pleasing to me. Therefore, I will reward you with dignity. I will reward you with honor. I will reward you with wealth. The plan of God for our lives will have come out naturally, except that we begin to do things that make it difficult for that plan to be manifest in our lives. I said, number one point is that if you say you want to fulfill God's destiny for your life, you have to unite back to God in every aspect of life. That Jesus is either Lord of all or is not Lord at all. You cannot choose to obey God, or let me say, you cannot choose to pick to walk in the divine plan when it suits you, when you know that, okay, you heard somebody like me tell you that if you walk with God, you will succeed. Yet in your normal life, you don't walk with God. In your relationship with people, you don't walk with God. When you are dealing in business, you don't walk with God. When you enter market, as far as you are concerned, business is business. All right? If you defraud a man, it doesn't matter. You will still achieve riches. No. Even though you achieve riches like that, you have sowed the seed of failure into the riches that you have achieved, and you will suffer the consequences. Yeah, we also established that the love of money is a critical thing in deviating people away from the plan of God. That Jesus said very categorically in Matthew chapter 6, he said you cannot serve God and mammon. And when he says you cannot, it doesn't mean it is not good. It means it is not possible. That the moment you put the love of money first in your life, you find out that the plan of God for your life is automatically frustrated. That money is the bait that the devil uses to take people away from the plan of God for them. Now, let me say this again. The devil can never give anybody anything that God did not plan to give him. And that anything that somebody has gotten from working with the devil is actually a cheating. That is, the devil has cheated him. He has used his soul to buy what is rightfully his own. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? That is, you walk with the devil and you achieve something. You join a cult, you do some sacrifice, and you become a multi-millionaire. The angels of God will look at them and say, if this guy had known, he would have known that God's plan for his life was actually that he should become a billionaire. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? But the devil, knowing that ahead of time, will offer you something small, far inferior to what God wanted to do in your life, and make you pay a great price for it. And you will be feeling happy with yourself that I have succeeded. When in reality, if you had just walked with God, you will have found out eventually that what he will have brought out in your life, or it will be far beyond what you have ever imagined. I hope you are getting these points I'm making. Now, today I want to go on to something. Having taken this amount of time to explain what we said in previous times, I want to go on to something new in this line of our teachings. And today's text I would like to take from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. I'll read from verse 11. And it said, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Now, notice something here. God was saying that the way by which you inherit promises, the way by which you get into the divine plan for your life, is through faith and patience. That there are two important ingredients, which if you do not have, you will find out that whatever it is that God has planned up for you will never be manifested. And these two things are faith and patience. If you read from Hebrews chapter 11, it said that this is what faith does. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith means that I recognize, like we have established, that my life is not an accident. My life was pre-planned by God. And you have to understand this. If you have a knowledge, this kind of knowledge in your heart, it is not everything you will settle for. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? If you realize that before God, you are special. Before God, there was nobody like you ever born, and there will be nobody like you born after you. So you are not a copy of anybody. Therefore, you will hold your life with dignity. There are things that you will not take, knowing that God made you specially for a purpose. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. Now, faith means that I recognize this point. One thing I have to say again, actually, we have said many of these things in previous sessions, but I want to tie them together so that we'll be able to get the point very clearly. When we are talking about faith, remember that it said, he who comes to God must believe that he is. And we said that when you say God is, it means that he is God and there is none else. Now, this is something you have to understand. God is God and there is none else. We mean that the people that you know, they are not God. They cannot make you. They cannot unmake you. Do you get the point I'm making? That when you say that God is God, you are saying that no matter the country you live in, you will prosper. It means that if you are pleasing to God, no matter what the economy is like, you will prosper. It means that if you are pleasing to God, even if everybody else gangs up against you and says that this man will not do well, you will still prosper. You know, a lot of times people are preoccupied with those they call witches, the people that they call their enemies, as if their enemies can do anything to frustrate the plan of God for their lives. Listen to this. Your enemies are only as strong as your relationship with God is weak. That is, if you are weak in your relationship with God, it will appear as if your enemies are strong. Do you understand the point I'm making there? That is, if you are not pleasing to God, your enemies will have power over you. Let me explain this very clearly. The Bible says that if the ways of a man pleases the Lord, it makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. This is how God does. The Bible says that the eye of God runs to and fro the whole earth, that he might show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. That is, if people gang up against you, that you will not succeed, and God is pleased with you, you will succeed while they fail, and they will look at it, they will not be able to do anything. He said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You will notice that in that situation, David was not worried about his enemies. He said, God has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I hope you are getting the point I'm making here. That is, if God says you are blessed, nobody can say you are not. Do you get my point? You know, let me just say this quickly. Human beings love to blame people for their troubles. They don't like to blame themselves. If things go wrong, it has to be because of the economy. Do you understand my point? If things are not working well, it must be because of the president. If things are not working well, it must be because the budget was not released on time. The problem is never them. People don't ever look inwards and say, what is wrong with me? What is the problem? Why on earth? In fact, there is one portion of the scriptures I must read. Job chapter 35. This is the way Elihu explained it to Job. It's a very important principle. People love to blame everybody else apart from themselves. It is my mother-in-law. Or it is my stepmother. That is commoner. Everybody, you know, I've heard people say, they have found out that there's a witch in my house. That is why my business is not prospering. I've had people that, they say a pastor came and found out that there is a witch inside the house. That's why they are not prospering. If somebody told you that, let me tell you now, they lied to you. You are the witch in your own life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the person telling me that they found out that there's a witch inside his house, that's why he's not prospering, didn't tell the pastor that he's not honest in his dealings. He didn't tell the pastor that I tell lies to my business associates. But he said, my business is not doing well because there is a witch in the house. When in reality, you are the witch over your own life. Do you understand the point I'm making? This was the way Elihu explained it. If you read Job chapter 35 from verse 9, it said, because of the multitude of oppressions, they cry out. They cry out for help because of the arm of the mighty. But no one says, where is God my maker? Who gives songs in the night? Let me jump to verse 12. It said, there they cry out, but he does not answer because of the pride of the hearts of these people crying. Are you getting my point? It says, surely God will not listen to an empty cry, nor will the Almighty regard it. Now, what was he saying here? That when men are in trouble, they like to blame other people. They say it is oppression. Somebody is marginalizing me. That's why my goods are not coming out. God says, you are crying out and blaming other people. I can't help you. The reality is that your problem in your life is in your life. There is a saying they have that the thing that is eating the leaf is where? On top of the leaf. You understand what I'm going to say? That is, if a man is having troubles, the Bible says that the trouble is starting from his heart. It said, out of the heart flows forth the issues of life. Am I saying that witches don't exist and enemies don't exist? They do. But the reality is that if your life is pleasing to God, they are powerless against you. You see people who are dishonest in business, who are not trustworthy, who take money unjustly from people, yet they spend all night praying, shouting the fire of the Holy Ghost, shouting the blood of Jesus against their enemies, when in reality the problem is in their own personal lives. Listen to me. If your dealings are not pleasing to God, you can never prosper. The government cannot make you prosper. They cannot prevent you from prospering. This is one thing we have to understand. It's very common with people who are frustrated. They blame everybody else. They will tell you in the 60s, it was like this. If you had met them in the 60s, you would have heard that in the 20s, it was like this. That's why Solomon said, stop saying that the former days are better than now. Are you getting the point I'm making here? That is, listen, let me say this categorically. If your ways are pleasing to God, the Bible says even your enemies will be at peace with you. God is a terrific and a terrifying God. If he's happy with you, he can kill people for your sake. He said, ask of me and I will give you the nations as an inheritance. I hope you are getting the point I'm trying to make. He said, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you that are angry with him will perish out of the way. Now, these are critical matters. But people wake up in the every day. If anytime somebody comes to tell me that my problem is my grandfather or is my uncle, I know the person has no... the person is a confused person. You know, when people are frustrated, they look for where to place their blames. You know the truth? He has a problem. He has refused to acknowledge it. And if you are listening to me today, let me tell you something. Read this portion of Job again. Elihu told Job, God does not listen to your cry if you are blaming people for your troubles. That is, if you are having troubles, the first thing you should bring out is, God, where is the problem with me? That if my enemies are so strong, it means my relationship with you is weak. Look, I tell people that if you go and read the story of when Balaam came to the children of Israel and said there is no enchantment possible against Jacob, that whatever divination you do against them, it will not work. At that point, they were not praying against the enemies. They were lying down, camped like sheep. They were just relaxing. But because at that time, their ways were pleasing to God, their enemies couldn't raise up any altar against them. But later on, we found out that Balaam gave Balak a good suggestion, that good in quotes now. He said, send immorality into the camp. When the people began to commit immorality with the women around, that was when plague entered in the midst of them.
as long as they were doing right before God, nobody could stop them. You have blamed your enemies enough. You know Uzziah blamed your enemies 10 years ago. You have done everything. You have cast out all kinds of demons. You have gone to your village to uproot the spirits. Listen, even if there is an ancestral curse on your family, if there is an ancestral curse in your village, if you don't do the things that the people do, you are immune to those curses. Believe me what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, this is the power of the blood of Jesus. The Bible says it constantly cleanses you from all iniquity. That is, the devil will have no place to put a hand on you. Your enemies, look, I'm not afraid of witches. Any witch that wants to die early should try me. That, get my point? I'm not even aware that they are trying. It is an unnecessary occupation for me to be worrying about my enemies. All I worry about is what does God think about my ways? What am I saying? All these things I have said. That listen, if you are working with God, His destiny for your life cannot be hindered by your economy. His destiny for your life cannot be hindered by your so-called enemies. His destiny for your life cannot be hindered by your past experiences. These things are irrelevant if God is pleased with you. Because God is the same today, yesterday, He was the same God, and He will be that same God forever. I like the way T.D. Jakes explained it. It means that today He can stretch His hand back to yesterday and change the things that will have crippled your tomorrow. Do you get the point I'm making? That is what it means, that He is the same God. It doesn't just mean that He's present yesterday and He has not changed today. It means that today He's still controlling yesterday. Do you understand that point? And that the importance about yesterday is the impact they will have on tomorrow. And He can change tomorrow to match with His plan for your life and your destiny. Do you understand that point I'm making? This is what faith is. If you believe these things that I'm saying, it said you will inherit the promises. I hope you are getting my point. If you believe these things I'm saying, you will inherit my promises. There is one story I just remembered it. I would like to share it because it beautifully illustrates this point about people blaming other people for their troubles. There's one great man of God in this country. He told a story in one of his messages I listened to. He was born in a polygamous home and his father died early. You understand? And he went through life, became a very successful lawyer, and he was very comfortable in life. But he had an elder brother, a half-brother actually, who always used to come to him to ask for money. And his excuse all the time is, if my father had not died. And he would go and come back another time. After talking to his younger one about his financial troubles, he would tell him again, the problem is that my father died too early. If my father had not died, I would have succeeded in life. If my father had not died, I wouldn't be poor today. The man said at that point in time, he got tired of him and shouted at him. The same father you're talking about, was it not my father? Did he die in your life and did not die in mine? And you were even older when he died. Listen, the death of his father was not good enough as an excuse. Orphans have become great things in this life. Listen, God can bless any man despite his past experiences. God can cause you to succeed despite the country you live in. God can cause you to succeed no matter the caliber of people ganged up against you. Personally, I feel sorry for anybody who makes it a point in life to frustrate my progress because, listen to this, he will not live long. Are you getting my point? If he lives long, it is because God wants him to one day testify that fighting against this man does not work. Listen, I am literally the apple of God's eyes. That is, God is concerned about my progress. The Bible says he takes delight in the prosperity of his servants. That is, if I am serving God, I have nothing to worry about. If you believe this, you can never fail. He said you inherit promises by faith and patience. This is what faith is. There was a time the king of Sodom told Abraham, take all the goods. They are yours. Just give me back the men. And Abraham, because of his faith in the promises of God, said, take them, I don't want. He said, lest you say you made Abraham rich. That is, he didn't count it as an opportunity. That's another thing I should quickly explain. Opportunity comes but once. It's a very common saying, but it is a fallacy in the life of the man who is walking pleasing to God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? that this opportunity comes but once. It's not the gospel of a man who is blessed. If you are blessed, God can do it again and again. The opportunity you missed yesterday was not your own. That was why we missed it. Do you get the point? If they tell you, make haste, opportunity comes but once, tell the person, my opportunity is my opportunity. If I'm not around, it will go and come back. It doesn't come but once. If my wife comes to check me, maybe I travel and I'm staying somewhere and I'm not around, will she go and become another person's wife because I was not at home? If my wife comes to my office and I'm not there and somebody else is sitting on my seat, has she become the person's wife? My wife is like my opportunity. She will come again and again. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? Now, faith is this. I believe all these things. And the Bible said that if I believe it, I will inherit the promises. It is lack of faith that makes people run up and down, deceiving themselves that the opportunity once lost can never be regained. It is a lie. It can go and come back. In fact, I tell people that when they say that, what do I do? What do I do? In fact, by the way, let me quickly just say this. If somebody is pressurizing you in business, say, you have to do this, you have only 24 hours. Leave it till 48 hours. My experience is that when people try to rush you like that, they are setting you up for their own good. That is, they have your interest not at heart. They don't have your interest at heart at all. They are only thinking about themselves. They keep on telling you, rush, rush. And if you believe that your opportunity only comes once, you will rush. That's how men fall into the hands of crooks. But tell the man, go and come back. I am busy right now. If he goes and he does not come back, it was not your opportunity. Don't be deceived. It is not every open door that's a door opened by God. Some of them are simply traps of Satan. One of the ways you can frustrate Satan is by being patient in your faith. Do you get the point I'm making? I'm one person that you can never, you can't rush me. Rush me about what? I am too blessed to be rushed. Let me tell you the way blessings are. If a president is coming for an occasion, this is the way it works, they will not play the national anthem until he comes. The main speaker will not talk until he comes. They keep on doing other things to keep everybody busy. Then the moment the president arrives, they play the national anthem and the occasion starts. Are you getting my point? Listen, my opportunities and my blessings, I am their president. They cannot happen until I arrive. That is this place of my prosperity. I am the president there. They will not play the song of success until I walk in. This is very sure. I am absolutely certain about it. Nobody can tell me that if you had come yesterday, you would not have missed it. I say, if I did not come yesterday and I missed it, it is because it was not my own. One of the things I have learned in life is that I am not the only person God wants to bless. So if I missed it and somebody has gotten it and the person is blessed, I said, yeah, God wants to give him that blessing. My own is still coming. Are you hoping you're getting what I'm going to say? You can't rush me. You can't rush me. I'm not a greedy person. Look, blessing is like wives. Everybody has his own. You know what I'm say? It's a fact. If I don't marry one woman, you marry her. Good, that means she's your wife, not mine. Simple. In fact, they have a saying in my place. He said, what you like, I don't like. That's why we don't put our money together to marry the same woman. Do you get the point I make? Come on, listen, that's where blessings are. If you point to a blessing, say, look, if you had come yesterday, that job would have been yours. I'll say, it was not mine. That was why I didn't come yesterday. If it was mine, I would have been there. And if I was not there, it would have waited for me. Listen, faith and patience, the Bible says that is what inherits the promises. You have to recognize that if God is said to bless you, you can be blessed anywhere in the world. No one on earth can hinder the blessing that God has commanded towards you. God takes it upon himself. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. The problem Jesus has, he said, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? That is when I come down to people's houses with blessings. Most of the time they have departed looking for blessing when I said they should wait. I hope you are following what I'm going to say in all these things. That is, if you hold on to God, listen, the Bible says those that hopefully wait for him will never be disappointed. Do you get my point? That if your faith, if what you are doing in life is dictated by the fact that you recognize that God is God and none else. Economy is not God. One big man or another is not God. You see people tossing themselves to and fro. You know, bowing in wrong places because they believe that if a man does not show them favor, they will never be blessed. Come on, when you do that, God will fold his hands and watch you. Wait for you to get frustrated. No, that's one thing about God. He will watch you until you are frustrated. And you say, I am tired. What else can I do? Then God will say, come, are you ready for me to help you now? And you will say, yes. Listen, a lot of people will go through several frustrations. Don't be angry. It is not your enemy. It is God trying to train you. Trying to take your eyes off people that you have depended on. One thing I have learned in life is that if I want to do something, people say, don't worry, we'll do it for you. I don't put my faith in what they have said. I put my faith in God. That is why people offend people. That is like people take offense. He didn't help me. Why should he help you? Is he your God? I hope you are getting my point. If somebody doesn't help me, I have no animosity towards the person. It just means that you were not the help sent from God into my life. My help will recognize where I am. You understand the point I'm making? Listen, when God fashioned Eve, he did not mistakenly give Eve to a lion. Is that my point? He made Eve for Adam. So he looked for Adam and said, this is now flesh of your flesh. You understand my point? That is, when he brought Eve to Adam, Adam recognized this is the help. He recognized it. This is the help that God has made for me. Listen, anything that does not come to you easy, that you are struggling and breaking all kinds of rules to get, you should know that God has not sent it to you. No, I tell young men, if you have to impress a woman before she agrees to marry you, you have married the wrong woman. You know what you need? Open your hands like this and show her, this is why the way I am. Do you like it? I won't change my haircut just because I want a woman to marry me. You know it. I won't change my haircut. If you don't like the one I have on, then go away. Go on. There are many men that have different kinds of haircuts. Simple. And you say, well, young men want to kill themselves. You are doing things just to impress somebody. And listen, the same thing applies to young women. You know the interesting thing? My little experience in life, I have found out that every man who struggles like that because of a woman, the woman ends up marrying somebody else. The guy was just himself. Because a serious woman will know the guy who is not real. I hope you are getting my point. This works both ways. As a young woman, if you harass yourself so much so that a man will like you, he will never have respect for you. What am I saying? Just be yourself. Your blessing is your own. It does not need cajoling. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. This is the truth of life. We have to understand it. He said, be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. What have I said to us today? I have said, in effect, that there are no excuses strong enough to prevent you from being blessed. There are no excuses strong enough to prevent you from being successful if your way is pleasing to God. You understand that? And that if you recognize this, the Bible says you are walking in faith. And that anybody walking in faith, coupled with patience, will inherit the promises. Next time I will speak about patience. All right. Now, before I close today's broadcast, I just want to give an opportunity again to anybody listening to me whose past has been frustrated or who has sowed very wrong seeds and done things wrong in the past. Remember, and don't ever forget, that is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Anyone who comes to Jesus, he is able to cleanse his past and bring him back to the destiny that God has planned for him. I want to emphasize this. What we are discussing is the power of God established in the Lord Jesus Christ. That this is what it means to be a Christian. It is not the church you go to. This is important, we emphasize it. What it means to be a Christian is that I have recognized that if I come to the Father through Jesus Christ, he will not cast me away. He will lead me into my destiny. Therefore, the challenge to everybody listening to me today, if indeed you have not yet given your life to Christ, today is indeed the appropriate time.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to www.kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or P.O. Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.